This is ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
This morning, joy and relief as a ceasefire is now in effect, paving the way for the remaining hostages to be released early next week after being held by Hamas for more than 2 years. In Gaza, thousands seen heading north back to Gaza City just moments after the ceasefire was made official.
No Nobel Peace Prize, though, for President Trump. It's awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. No pay for U.S. military members October 15th if the government shutdown's not resolved by then. And the Senate left Washington Thursday without passing a funding bill. U.S. troops have never missed a paycheck because of a shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James called bank fraud and false statement charges against her baseless and accused President Trump, who pushed for those charges, of weaponization. This is ABC News. Louisiana jail escapee Derrick Groves is not going to fight his extradition from Georgia, and now officials in New Orleans are making arrangements to return him to their state.
Derrick Groves was one of 10 men who broke out of the Orleans Parish prison in May.
They were more than just the authorities looking for him.
Metropolitan Crime Commission President Rafael Goyeneche says Groves had good reason to keep looking over his shoulder.
There was some street justice, I think, that he was concerned about.
Groves had been convicted of killing two people at a block party in 2018, and he's suspected of killing two more. In an Atlanta courtroom Thursday, Groves agreed to be returned to Louisiana to face escape charges. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Police in Baltimore are looking for 55-year-old Charles Anthony Boatwright. He was in custody in connection with a murder in July, but was released from a jail in North Carolina after an apparent legal hiccup. And Loyola Chicago announced the death of Sister Jean, the school's chaplain who gained international fame. She was 106. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Wednesday's Reality Radio, morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Tammy Brandt with Northwood's Living Hope Women's Shelter about who they are and what their latest project is.
Northwood's Living Hope is a women's shelter and maternity home. It is serving the needs of women who are coming out of domestic crisis and women that are in maternity crisis, and being able to help them find a way to hope and healing and from those things. And of course, obviously in maternity crisis, our goal there is that we're hoping somebody to make that choice of life rather than seeking an abortion. There's no doubt about that. In domestic crisis, we're hoping to be able to provide that healing, an avenue forward so that your life can be rebuilt. In both cases, wanting to give parenting classes, teaching life skills, things that all of that nature definitely is all part of that. As far as that part goes, all of this certainly under, you know, the emphasis of introducing people to the Lord Jesus as far as that part goes, and hoping that that can make a difference in their lives.
Sure, and the home located just outside of Phillips is currently being constructed, and if anyone wants to give of time, like you mentioned, you know, painting, a paintbrush, or whatever it might be, financially, or there's all kinds of different needs once we get the home open and running, too. Once that happens, we'll update people monthly.
Tammy then shared ways you can help support them.
There's a couple of different ways. They would be able to contact us at our number there at Northwoods Living Hope. That is 339-2130. Okay. Or they could contact my cell number, text me, 715-965-7249. Either of those would be an avenue as far as that part goes. You could also reach out onto our Facebook page and send us a message if you needed to as well, Northwoods Living Hope. And we are pretty excited that by the end of the month, we should have our new webpage up and running.
Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m., over at the Fred Smith Community Center in the Wisconsin Concrete Park, the Phillips Public Library is proud to present Christian Cold, a retired DNR educator and wildlife technician. You're invited to join for an insightful discussion about Wisconsin wildlife. Included will be a bonus session about the ethics and the future of hunting, trapping, and fishing in Wisconsin. All ages are welcome. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. over at the Fred Smith Community Center in the Wisconsin Concrete Park. Another Democrat is looking to take on Tony Weed in the 8th Congressional District. Lisa Hale reports.
Benjamin Ben Hable wants to see more representation for people like themselves in government. So Hable, 41, who self-describes as a young, disabled, gender-fluid person, is running as a Democrat for the 8th Congressional District.
I am running to represent underrepresented people, because when those people are put into Congress, into positions of power, they actually make differences and changes for all. They don't think about just their group. They think about all groups.
Hable, a former engineer who lives in Burnham Wood, a small village in Shawano and Marathon counties, believes they are qualified to represent the 8th Congressional District.
There's only two qualifications. You have to be 25 and you have to be a U.S. citizen. You're also not supposed to be a felon. But, you know, apparently that can slide for some people.
In addition to diversity, Hable also thinks universal health care is needed in the U.S. But he said the most pressing issue in the 8th Congressional District is the apathy of young voters.
I think the 8th needs what all districts needs. And that's a lot more youth involvement. You hear it from every generation, the boomers, the Xers, millennials, Gen Z. Like, there needs to be more youth involvement. Like, it sucks when millennials and Gen Z say that and then they don't get involved, but there's a lot of times that we feel pushed out and not wanted.
Hable faces opposition in the Democratic primary from Appleton businessman Mark Scheffler and Rick Crossan, a former Green Bay Area Public School District board member, who announced their campaigns in August. The winner of the Democratic primary on August 11th, 2026, will face 8th CD incumbent Tony Weed. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at his residence. He is survived by his father, Larry, by his brother, Tate, by his sister, Amy Damraw, and Adele Hallstrand, further survived by nieces, nephews, by his great-nephew, and numerous aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Memorial gathering for Kenneth will be held Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. at 1 p.m. at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home Chapel, with a time of sharing at 1 p.m., followed by a reception. This has been the funeral notice for Kenneth Kenny Emil Swenson, 48, of Catawba. Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake and Lombard, Illinois, passed away on Tuesday, October 7th, at her home, under the care of her family and Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Survivors include her husband of over 65 years, Joseph Schaefer, Sr., by her son, Joseph Schaefer, Jr., further survived by her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, her sister, Vicki Cowan, by her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service for Shirley Schaefer will be held Saturday, October 11th, at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Fifield at 11 a.m. Father Sajay Pazukathara will officiate. The family will receive friends for visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service at 11 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Shirley A. Schaefer, age 84, of Rib Lake. Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut, passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family, on Tuesday, October 7th. He is survived by his wife, Deborah, of Butternut, by his two daughters, Tammy Greenwood Palmer of Park Falls, and Heather Wagner of Glidden. Survived also by his six grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, by his two half-sisters, Bonnie and Linda Greenwood, and by other relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at Birch Street Funeral Service in Park Falls on Thursday, October 16th, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lawrence Larry Edward Greenwood, age 75, of Butternut. Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden, passed away on October 4th as a result of an automobile accident. He is survived by his mother, Imogene Heinlein of Glidden, by his sister-in-law, by his niece, and by his nephew. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Brian Glenn Whitey Heinlein, age 59, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon. A pretty nice day today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight clear, we'll drop to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow another beautiful day with sunshine and a high in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48. 98 Q Country.
Good morning, good morning. Gray here with you from the Aspirus Health Studios at 98Q Country. Carrie Underwood's here to start the hour, and I'll see you on the other side of five in a row.
Since the day they got married, he's been praying for a little baby boy. Someone he could take fishing, throw the football and be his pride and joy.
Before you knew it, he was dropping passes, skipping practice just to spend more time with her. The coach said, hey son, what's your problem? Tell me, have you lost your mind? Daddy said you'll lose your free ride to college. Boy, you better tell her goodbye. But now it's wrapped around her finger, she's a sinner.
Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can make up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98Q Country.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, have a little too much. myself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turning to yelling and fighting. You want this in my mind.
In the middle of five in a row on 98Q Country. That was High Road. Two more and a proper hello for you this beautiful Friday morning. Here's Long Black Train.
Coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. From a mile away, it sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. but its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
Josh Turner on 98.3 FM. That's Long Black Train. Coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios in Park Falls. Covering for Joel today. Not to worry, he'll be back on Monday, taking a much-needed vacation today. That Josh Turner Long Black Train tune, by the way, I don't remember where I heard it, but it stuck with me, and I've mentioned it before, but I once heard somebody ask what the Long Black Train was, what it represents, what he's singing about, and I don't think it was Josh who answered it, but it was a very thoughtful answer that a different artist gave, which was that the Long Black Train is probably exactly what you hope it isn't. And I let that answer creep in, and I thought, okay, fine, calm down. That's a little much. That's more of an answer than I expected to such a simple question. Good morning. They lost. The Brewers lost last night. The Cubs took the, was it a 6-0 victory? It was a shutout victory for the Cubs, which means game 5, and that's going to be taking place tomorrow. It looks like that will indeed be an evening game. I mistakenly mentioned it could be earlier in the day. It's not. The Brewer game tomorrow, first pitch is scheduled for 7:08 Central Time. I would say I'd like an explanation, but I know that none exists. There is no reason that 7:08 makes more sense. But then again, there's no reason that things need to be scheduled at exactly 7 o'clock, 7:05, or 7:10, except that we have 10 fingers. That's the only reason 7:10 sounds better than 7:08. Did you know that? Did you know that? The only reason that 7:10 sounds like a more reasonable time? The only reason that 7:30 sounds reasonable? The only reason that half is a 10 number, you know, that the halfway point? The only reason 10 shows up everywhere is because we have 10 fingers. What? Yeah, really. I know that to be true, and I still grapple with it. It feels wrong. It's like, no. Numbers are based on 10. But they're not. We base numbers on 10 because we are based on 10. Humans, the human body is base 10. Ugh. Okay, anyway, we've been covering a couple things going on in the Northwoods today because it is a busy time. I know a lot of people, a lot of organizations, a lot of worthy groups are trying to shoehorn some events into what good weather remains. And so we've got things going on around the neighborhood. Let me see. I've kind of hidden some of them from me. Ah, here we go. The Y Toy Drive has picked up will pick up as of Monday, October 13th through November 13th. The Y Toy Drive. Don't donate any toys, please. Just toys. Donate new or gently used toys to make a difference in the community. Generosity supports early learning and the Flambeau River Y. If you'd like to drop off some toys with the Y, please email Hannah Litwaitis for some information there, hlitwaitis@ymcanw.org. Of course, if we ever give information like this and you're not sure you got the email address correct or something like that, feel free to call us at the radio station, 762-3221. I've got all kinds of websites and phone numbers that I could give to you, but frankly, giving you phone numbers over the radio doesn't always work so great. Instead, I'll give you a website, ymcaofthenorthwoods.org for more information, or give us a call, 762-3221, and I'll fill you in on more direct contact information for Hannah, for the Y Toy Drive, for the Y in general, because they've got so much going on. I've got three beautifully made flyers here. One for senior game night that's going to start kicking off the last Thursday of every month. I've got drop-in childcare coming soon for people who are there working out in the wellness center, relaxing in the lounge. That's a coming soon situation, so we'll chat about that later in the 7 o'clock hour. We've got some sports to go over, too. Of course, there's Packer games. I've got confirmation that Civic Media's Mike Clemens will be popping up here to tell us about what he knows with Wisconsin sports, the Brewers, the Packers. The Bucks played a preseason game last night. There are more Giannis rumors floating around. Death, taxes, and rumors about Giannis. So we'll chat with Mike after the 8 o'clock hour. We've got birthdays, a drawing to do later in the 8 o'clock hour, and a shopping show, all to do yet, and I'm not even halfway through with the day. We've got a lot going on. Leave that dial tuned to 98.3 FM. Right now, local news, weather, sports, Civic Media's country station. We're 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Gaza war a step closer to an end. The first phase of a ceasefire agreement is now in effect, says ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
This morning, joy and relief as a ceasefire is now in effect, paving the way for the remaining hostages to be released early next week after being held by Hamas for more than 2 years. In Gaza, thousands seen heading north back to Gaza City just moments after the ceasefire was made official.
No Nobel Peace Prize, though, for President Trump. It's awarded to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. No pay for U.S. military members October 15th if the government shutdown's not resolved by then. And the Senate left Washington Thursday without passing a funding bill. U.S. troops have never missed a paycheck because of a shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James called bank fraud and false statement charges against her baseless and accused President Trump, who pushed for those charges, of weaponization. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. As temperatures get lower, now is the time to get your furnace, chimney, or heating equipment checked out by a professional. This ensures it works efficiently and there are no malfunctioning parts that could cause fires or carbon monoxide poisoning. And also, don't forget to check to make sure your carbon monoxide and smoke detectors are also working properly. You can find more tips for getting ready for winter at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Fields Public Library. Tracy will be sharing a collection of hauntingly delightful stories perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress. This is free and family-friendly, so don't miss it. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 30th at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. This month, doctors are urging women to get screened for breast cancer. Isabella Nieto has more.
According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8 women in the U.S. will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and serves as a reminder that understanding your personal risk could save your life. Dr. Cecilia Strode is an Aspirus Health breast surgeon. She says some patients are at a higher risk than others.
We would like to see the cancers that we see to be screen detected, and for that to happen, we need women to have the screening that is appropriate for them at their particular level of risk.
Family history, genetics, and other health factors can increase your chances of developing breast cancer. Strode says while family history is an important part of identifying risk factors, it's a small part.
Most patients who get breast cancer, don't have an actual family history of breast cancer in close relatives.
Strode says patients who have received treatment for other cancers also have a high risk of developing breast cancer.
Women who have high-risk breast biopsies with atypical findings, women who have had chest wall radiation as part of cancer treatment at a younger age, before 30. And then there are some other things as well, but those are the big ones.
Breast tissue density can also increase your risk. Strode says denser breast tissue requires more detailed scans.
For women who have really extremely dense breasts, and that is an official term, extremely dense breast, MRI imaging is going to be a much better way to screen.
Strode says even women who have had mammograms that appeared normal need to have a clinical breast exam in case they do need a biopsy. Strode recommends women get their mammograms and disclose any changes they have noticed in their breasts to their healthcare provider. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a three-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is, you know, obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Get ready for the 15th annual Rib Cook-Off, happening Saturday, October 11th at Burgers Bar & Grill on Highway 13 North in Phillips. The competition starts at 4 p.m. and lasts until the ribs are gone. So come early and spend the day with the cooks and visit with the teams. Burgers Bar & Grill opens at 11 a.m. All proceeds benefit Phillips Youth Wrestling, Wounded Warriors in Action, and Camp Hackett Healing Center. Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
A few clouds this morning, then mostly sunny here by later this afternoon. Pretty nice day today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to near 40 for a low. Tomorrow, another beautiful day with sunshine and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
I got heartaches in my pocket. Yeah.
latest, the newest country always plays here.
Hey, what's up? It's Kelsey Ballerini.
Cowboys cry too.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
Are you kidding me? There ain't no better station than this.
98Q Country.
Getting fixed up. When you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
They just really enjoy it, and it's so different because it makes you enjoy it just that much more because they're having fun.
98Q Country.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Before I even realize the ride I'm on, baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. I get carried away.
George Strait, that's Carried Away on 98.3 FM. Gray here with you, covering for Joel today. It's going to be all gray all day. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, it's the sporty time. A little bit of football, not as much as I would normally inundate you with on my own morning show, or like I'll do later on the afternoon show. I'm actually still writing up my preview for the games this weekend, and it's going to be a great week of football, unless you're a Vikings fan, because they have the week off. We'll chat football, but also we'll chat Milwaukee Bucks and Brewers. We've got all kinds of sports talks to have with Mike Clemens up at about 8:15 or so. That's going to be downright fantastic. I love chatting with Mike, and that might be my favorite part of covering for Joel when it happens on a Friday specifically. That means really cool stuff like that. It looks like the Pro Bowl, though, might finally be done. Some people have noticed a bit of a quiet where normally there would be a sound. What I mean is the NFL has not announced the Pro Bowl's date. Normally they do that before the season begins, but there has been no announcement this year and no mention on any of the official league schedules. Also, it's usually ESPN who broadcasts the Pro Bowl, and they just released their schedule for the weekend it would normally take place. They've got a Stadium Series showdown between the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning exactly when the Pro Bowl would normally be. This year, that's the 1st of February. And they're doing baseball things. So there may be an answer that is something completely different than we expect. But right now, the question worth asking, do we have a Pro Bowl this year? I, for one, am totally cool if the answer is no, because the Pro Bowl has kind of stunk for the last decade or so. I remember one year where they had Jerry Rice pick teams. Him and somebody else, was it Michael Irvin? I don't remember who, but it was Jerry Rice and somebody else picked teams. And that was kind of neat because it wasn't organized by division. But, I mean, you're not going to convince these guys to risk injury after the season is over. You know, you're asking these guys to go out on an exhibition game and potentially end their careers. So, yeah, I think it's time for the Pro Bowl to go. I think that the honor that it affords players and the interaction that it offers fans in the form of that fan vote, that's something that we could probably find a replacement for. You know, let's replace it with something, but that does not have to be the best players of the season playing a game. I like that idea. I love the basic concept of the Pro Bowl, but I think we can say that it's flawed. It's got a basic logical flaw, which is that players don't want to risk injury in an exhibition game. So What can we do about that? Maybe we could turn the Pro Bowl into, I don't know. I'll tell you what, three very, very foolish ideas immediately came to mind. There used to be like an all-star college versus the pros game. That used to happen, but it went the same every year. The pros absolutely smashed them. What do you think? Is there an idea that would make sense, let alone be good? I don't even need a good idea. I just need an idea that would even make sense as a replacement, because the skills challenge did. That made sense, but it stunk. So, that's sort of sports today. The question remains, will there be a Pro Bowl? Because right now, the answer is a weirdly echoing no in the form of silence, where normally we'd have information. All right, I've got a word from sponsors in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got some birthdays and some things to give away, but that's coming up after Mike Clemens calls in. We've got all kinds of stuff to chat about with the Brewers taking the L yesterday. It means the Cubs have forced Game 5. That'll be right here on 98Q at about 8 p.m. Or excuse me, about 7:08 tomorrow for some reason that I don't think anybody knows. But we'll be back with you after a word from sponsors and also top of the hour news, weather, and sports coming up at 8 o'clock on your local country music station on the Civic Media Network.
Glenn Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Don't miss the Price County Senior Living Expo, October 14th from noon to 6 at the Phillips Municipal Building. Explore 30-plus booths, including the Aging and Disability Resource Center, where staff can share services and resources. Public Health will offer flu shots, so bring your insurance card. At noon, enjoy live music from Red and Lisa Higgins and a free lunch from the Phillips Cafe, followed by presentations on fall prevention and Money Smart for older adults. Sponsored by Aspirus Health, Price County Health and Human Services, and the ADRC of the North.
Honeyline Station BP with bait and tackle is geared up for the fall fishing season. And yes, musky suckers are in stock now. Stop in for St. Croix rods, tackle, and all the live bait you need to reel in that big musky before the snow flies. Between Fifield and Minocqua, it's your one stop for fuel, grocery, snacks, lottery tickets, propane, firewood, and more. Plus, DNR licensing and vehicle registrations. Open 7 days a week from 6 to 9 on Highway 70 West in Minocqua.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things, right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard, we're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
98Q Country.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. guidelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender Podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
98Q Country.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you, no more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me, we're the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah. You can park your car in the driveway. I'll park my truck in the grass. I'll put a little swing on the front porch. If you put a little tea in my glass, watch the sunset from a gravel road. Kiss me in the kitchen on your tippy toes. Still loving on you when the rooster crows. Watching way more than the garden grow. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. You plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'm in the dogs. Yeah, laying next to you every night sounds like a damn good life. You find the spot and I'll find the money. You be the pretty and I'll be the funny. Plant the flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the paint, I'll pick a guitar. Sing you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I'll name the dogs.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first stage of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza is underway. The Israeli military says its forces have withdrawn to agreed deployment lines. President Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, says the 72-hour period for Hamas to release all hostages has begun. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House with the latest.
The big question, then what? The president's 20-point plan had called for Hamas to disarm and for Gaza to be governed by an apolitical Palestinian committee, overseen by an international board of peace, with Trump as its chairman.
No Nobel Peace Prize for President Trump. It's been awarded to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Machado. The government shutdown continues after the Senate departed without passing a funding resolution. Military members are set to miss their paychecks next.